Hello and welcome to Bots and Bolts, the official podcast of the Livoni Warriors. I'm Jaden.
And I'm Daniel.
Today we're joined by Jen, a mechanical mentor.
Hello, how is everybody doing?
So Jen, what is your experience with FIRST Robotics?
Well, my experience with FIRST Robotics started on doing a lot of assistance on off-season events when there wasn't as many mentors around to help. So I ended up helping a lot in the pits and helping troubleshoot and problem solve the robot when it became evident that my skill set is really fixing things once they're built or identifying ways to potentially improve it. So I become part of a mechanical team. I do not do any of the design. That is not my skill set, but I am very good at building and problem solving what is fixed.
What got you into robotics then?
Originally, my nephew started in robotics in 2018 from a small Upper Peninsula team. Not a lot of backing, not a lot of funding. So we went as a family to support them a lot, and it got my daughter hooked on robotics. So I've just been here through her.
So how long have you been mentoring?
I've been a mentor. This is my second full year as a mentor. But like I said, I was off season the year before that.
What do you do outside of robotics?
I am a clinic manager of a physical therapy company. So I spend a lot of time treating patients, managing staff, building relationships with physicians and referral sources.
So how do you apply your outside life to robotics?
Physical therapy encompasses a lot of physics and angles, lever arms, pulleys. So like I said, I'm not into the building people. People already come put together when I see them, but I'm into fixing them. And so it's a lot of basic physics, a lot of angles, a lot of lever arms, which is very applicable to robotics.
What is each day like for you at robotics?
Each day varies completely different. Can be from sorting nuts and bolts to helping assemble something to troubleshooting. To making sure the students are on task, to communicating with different mentors, different teams. So every day looks completely different.
Now, what are some things that you've learned in robotics that you can apply outside of robotics?
How to manage multiple people doing multiple different tasks at one time. When you work with students or high school students, can get easily distracted and trying to keep everybody on task and focused for the same goal while they've got multiple things going on.
How many hours do you spend at robotics every single week?
That varies week to week, anywhere from 6 hours to 20 hours, depending on my availability and the need of the team.
What are some of your goals for this season?
I would like to see this season, I would definitely like to see us win a district competition, make it to states, make it to worlds. I would like to see us finish a lot stronger in states. I think we have the capacity and the ability to do that. It's going to take a whole team effort to do that, but I think it's possible.
So you talked about competitions. How are competitions like for you?
Competitions, depending on my role at the competition, depends on how busy I am. Like I said, I do a lot more during off-season competitions where I'm in the pit a lot more helping with fixing robots, fixing other teams' robots. During the on-season, I'm more of a support staff.
So being a mentor and being around for a few years now, how have you noticed kids have changed throughout the year, throughout one season, let alone the entire time you've been in robotics?
So when you start the season, you have a lot of people coming in with not understanding what the direction of the game is, what the concept is, the confidence level in what their role is and what their function is. And that's year to year. You see that build. But definitely the new students coming in, they're much more timid, much more apprehensive, won't take the direction to make decisions or changes as they go, but as they develop into juniors and seniors, they're a lot more independent with their thoughts. They have a lot more independent ideas, don't need as much mentor input on coming up with concepts, designs, implementing those concepts and designs, knowing what tools need to be run, what needs to go in the machine shop, what needs to be CADded. That's a lot more independent as they become juniors and seniors and towards the end of the season.
How have you changed since becoming a mentor?
I have become more patient. In my job, I am the one directing everything. I am in charge of the patients. I'm in charge of the clinic. In this, I am very much a support role. So to try and be part of a team where it's not just my opinion or what I say, but being much more of a support role, has made me a lot more patient.
What do you think about this year's game, Crescendo?
I think this year's game is going to be interesting. We're taking a lot of the concepts that I've seen in other games, modifying it a bit. I definitely think it's going to be challenging for the drive team, having that speaker that splits the drive team so there cannot be communication, at least between one team. So that's going to add an extra caveat to the game and the situation. I think, you know, it's going to be a fast, upbeat game. There's going to be a lot of movement. So it'll be definitely interesting to see how that goes.
How does this compare to previous games?
There's a lot of similarities and differences. I don't see as much collaboration in this game outside of the amplification as I have in other games. And the dual hang. I think it's going to be a lot more independent play, but we're really going to have to see how it goes on week zero and week one to really have a complete understanding of how this differs.
Do you think this game will play similarly to Rapid React?
I think it's going to be faster. I think there's going to be a lot more speed, a lot more moving parts, a lot more robots flying around. So I think it's going to be a lot faster.
So if you were to try to get someone to join robotics, either parent or student, how do you think you would go about?
So that's an interesting one. From my standpoint, I've always actually encouraged everybody to take part in some type of school activity, make a difference for the community that they're in, the students that they're in. The nice thing about FRC is it's a very organized, while chaotic environment, and there's multiple different areas that people can go in and help. So there's multiple different opportunities. You don't have to be sports minded. You don't have to be mechanical minded. You don't have to be electrical minded. There's so many different avenues where you can fit in, and it's a very structured way to help out. But I encourage everybody to get out to their communities, help their local school districts, because it really does make a difference.
Wrapping things up here, we're going to ask a question that we ask everybody who's on our podcast. What does gracious professionalism mean to you?
Gracious professionalism is helping when you can, being aware of when you can't, being courteous with either a yes or a no, and just respecting other people's views, their points, their help, and being there for one another.
Well, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too. You too.
Our next guests are Sean and Roni.
Hello, my name is Sean.
And hello, my name is Roni.
So what is your guys' experience with FIRST Robotics?
My experience with FIRST Robotics really started when I was in seventh grade going into middle school. I joined the FTC Frost Black team, and it really just sparked an interest in robotics for me. And ever since then, I've continued with the program, and I've learned so many things about gracious professionalism, and I feel like I've really grown as a person because of it, and I just couldn't be more thankful of being a part of robotics.
I've had a similar journey. So in the seventh grade, I joined the Frost Rebel Falcons White, and I was on the mechanical team, and ever since then, I've felt a deep passion for robotics. I've loved the team. It's helped with my leadership skills. Gracious professionalism has shown me how to act with other people, and like the real true meaning of teamwork.
What got you into robotics?
I was first introduced to robotics when I went to my middle school open house, and they had a booth set up where they were displaying the robot, and you know, they were doing some practice matches. And ever since then, I was just like, wow, this is the thing for me. It was super, super interesting, and I really wanted to just learn how to build a robot.
When I was a kid, I was a big Lego kid, and I liked building things and like putting things together and building a bunch of different designs. So then it came the day for the middle school open house, and same thing as Sean, I just was intrigued by the robotics, and I kept bugging my mom, I want to join, and here I am today.
Describe your guys' role on the team.
This year, I'm one of the lead programmers, and last year, I had the great opportunity to lead the Tyros team, the freshman team. I got to captain them and lead them to the state championship as one of the co-captains of the team, and it was a great time. I got to help the freshmen out, introduce them to the meaning of robotics, and I had a great experience.
My current role in the robotics is being a part of the impact team, where I try my absolute best to share with the judges just how big of an impact our team has in the community, because we really do a lot, from, you know, starting FLL and FTC teams to just helping the community as a whole with our demos and such. That's my main role, but I will also do some communication stuff, so such as the Instagram and the impact video I'll also help with.
What things do you do outside of robotics that apply in robotics?
One of the things I do outside of robotics is the coding club at Churchill, and it helps me with my programming skills as I'm one of the lead programmers, and it's fun because we get to work on our Java skills, Python skills, learn some new languages, and it helps with building the robot each season.
One of the things that I do outside of robotics that the skills I've learned from robotics have really helped is Boy Scouts, because I feel like I've learned a lot of communication and leadership skills through robotics, and I just feel like Boy Scouts, really, they go hand in hand, and even stuff such as Grace's professionalism. The ideals are very similar in both Boy Scouts and robotics.
Now, what are some skills that you guys have developed since joining robotics?
A skill that I really feel I've learned in robotics is when I came in, you know, my seventh grade year, I was a little shy. I don't feel like I was the best public speaker. But since I've been on the team and I've learned more about Grace's professionalism, I really feel like my communication skills have really improved, as well as my public speaking skills, to the point where I'm now presenting the Impact Award for the judges, which is a very high honor.
Yeah, so for myself, leadership and public speaking has been a really big thing. Like in the seventh grade, I mean, I've always loved to talk, but I wasn't really, like, I was a bit shy in leading people and, like, working together as a team, but my journey through robotics has helped me work together as a team and, like, talk to each other and, like, work on a plan together. And then last year, like, being a co-captain, that helped me really see the true meaning of teamwork.
What is each day like for you in robotics?
Well, for me, I'm on the programming team, so I was trying to figure out something to code, like autonomous, the vision system, tele-op, making sure everything works in the back ends. And then I'm also part of the strategy team, so right now it's the beginning of the season. We're looking at, oh, should we do this? Should we go on this side of the field? Should we go for the competition bonus? Stuff like that.
A typical day for robotics looks like for me is the impact team works very, very hard on our executive summaries and the big essay. So we do spend a lot of time writing just to make sure that we're able to capture the true spirit of our team and really hit on all the notes that our team does for the community. We'll also work very hard on both the impact presentation and the impact video. That way the judges can just fully see what our spirit is in our team.
So you mentioned the impact team. What do you do, or what is the impact award for?
So the impact award is an award dedicated and given to one team that just shows outstanding abilities in the community and just helps the community a lot. It also goes to a team that really demonstrates what Grace's professionalism is and is able to fulfill it to its fullest extent. It's also a very prestigious award that's only given to one team. You know, if you win it at a competition, you immediately will advance to either the state or the world level. So it's a very high honor to win it. And it just really means a lot. And hopefully we can win it this year.
You mentioned competition. What are those like for you guys?
Well, for me, as part of the strategy, I think I get like 12 miles in a day because I'm just running back and forth. We have a position called the Vanguard on our team. I'm one of the unique teams because we communicate with the drive team and the strategy team back in the bleachers. And what my job is, I guess, talk to other teams in our alliance and see, okay, here's the game plan. We're going to go here, pick up this piece, do this autonomous. And that way, we all know what we're doing before we get on the field, so it's not as confusing. So that's what I do during competitions.
Firstly, I'd like to say that competitions are by far my favorite part of robotics because it's just so fun and interesting to see all these other teams and, you know, what their teams look like in comparison to our team. It's also interesting to see just how their robot differs from our robot because there's a lot of different ways to solve, you know, the problem of the challenge this year. So it's really intriguing to see what other teams come up with. At a typical competition, I will typically be presenting the Impact Award, where I do the presentations, but I'll also spend a lot of time talking with the other teams and just seeing what their experiences are like in FIRST.
Do you have a favorite experience at a competition?
I can't think of a favorite, but I can remember there's one that sticks out to me the most, and that was freshman year. We were in a I believe it was an off-season competition, and the hood of a robot popped off while in the middle of climbing. So that was a fun, that's where we really tested the meaning of teamwork, because the whole team was scrambling around to get this hood back on because it was essential to the game on shooting a ball into this like basket. So that day I really learned what it means like to be as a team, because electrical programming mechanical, we were all like scrambling to get this thing to work, but we had to do it together. So that's one of the most memorable moments for me on the team.
That is a very difficult question, because it's just so hard to pick one favorite moment from a competition. I'd probably have to say it was my freshman year. It was the Churchill competition, and it was one of the first competitions I was a part of in high school, so I was very interested in what the high school experience was like. But at the end of the competition, we were able to win both the competition as a whole and get first place, as well as the Impact Award. And just seeing the celebration and the joy on people's face really motivated me to keep going and doing everything I can for this team, as well as just, it was just a really awesome and memorable moment, and that's why I'd have to say that it's my favorite.
What are some of you guys' goals for this season?
As I've mentioned previously, one of the goals that I'd really like to achieve is winning the Impact Award, because, you know, it's very important that the judges really are able to see all we do for the community. That's what I'd like to see happen.
My goal is basically to put our best effort into this robot this year and see where it takes us. Like, if we all work together as a team, I hope we can make it to States. We made it to States the past few years, and even stretch that a little bit and try to make it to Worlds. And I think if we make it to Worlds, it'll be like a nice effort of our team, and try to like improve our performance at Worlds from the past few years.
What do you think about Crescendo?
Well, me personally, I love the music theming. I'm an X-band kid, 7th and 8th grade, and I currently do piano. So the music theming, I feel like it attracts like a whole new section of kids to robotics. And I think as a game, the game design overall, I feel like the speaker and the amp, it's going to be a fun game this year with the shooting to the amp. And then the end game with the climbing onto the steel chain, twisting that chain and all that, that's going to be a fun experience to deal with this year.
I completely agree with you, Roni. I absolutely love the theming of this game. I was really interested by all the different names that they came, the different like pieces. So, you know, the notes, the microphone, the amp, the speaker, those are really intriguing to me. The game itself, though, I find to be very interesting and exciting. And I think there's a lot of problem solving involved, because, you know, for the amp, you have to be able to push the door forward to score the points. And for the speaker, you have to be able to basically shoot up, is what most teams are thinking. But, you know, there's always many different ways to solve problems, so you never know what teams might come up with.
So you guys mentioned earlier that you guys joined FIRST Robotics because of a demonstration you guys saw in middle school. So how have you, now being juniors in high school, how would you convince people to join FIRST Robotics?
So if I were to convince people to join FIRST Robotics, and I had the experience to do this a few months ago at the high school, first thing we gotta do, we gotta have a robot, because I feel like robotics is a really like hands-on experience. And once the kids see the robot, like when I was in 7th grade, that's when they start to see like the excitement and the joy and like all the things that go into the robot. They're astounded by all the parts and pieces moving. And then if we could, we would want them to drive the robot, like get a sense of, oh, this is how this works, this is how this works. And then that piques their interest, because they really feel like they can be a part of this robotics team, instead of seeing it as like a faraway ideal.
So the presentation I saw when I was at middle school was a robot demo, and that was the thing that really grabbed my attention. But something else that I also found really interesting was just talking with some of the other students on the team and hearing their own experiences. So if I were to prepare a presentation for middle school nowadays, I would definitely have a robot demo, because that's something that kids are very interested in. But I'd also just really encourage students to talk about their own experiences, because they can be very, very interesting. And I also think that we should have a little presentation about different games and the strategies and just all the different moving parts, as well as just how our team kind of functions as a whole.
So wrapping things up here, we're going to ask you a question that we ask all of our guests. What does gracious professionalism mean to you guys?
Gracious professionalism to me is just an atmosphere of helpfulness, friendliness, and just caring for one another. Because, you know, at the competitions, if a team is in desperate need of something, it's our duty to live up to the standards of gracious professionalism to help that team. And it's just really builds this amazing community that FIRST is of friendliness.
Yeah, I agree with Sean. It's really all about teamwork. It's about helping the other team, even though they might be a competitor. They also might be on your alliance. So you always got to be treating people with respect. You can't be booing people in the stands. It's always like, let's say their motor breaks down or some wheel popped off. You got to help them. You got to be kind to them because you never know when that's going to be you. So I feel like Woody Flowers really had a point there with gracious professionalism and that we all got to respect each other, be kind to each other, and work together as a team.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about FIRST Robotics, please visit firstinspires.org. If you want to learn about the Livonia Warriors, please visit us at livoniawarriors.org. If you have any questions for us, please email us at thoughtsandbolts@livoniawarriors.org. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.